This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We've been talking about a body of evidence for the reliability of the New Testament that is found outside of the New Testament documents themselves, extra-biblical evidence, that of what we call the Apostolic Fathers, church leaders that lived during or right after the original apostles died. Thousands of quotes from these, all martyrs for Christ, have now been uncovered and translated. For example, Clement of Rome in 95 AD wrote, "But to pass from the examples of ancient times, let us come to those champions who lived nearest to our time. Let us set before us the noble examples which belong to our generation. Let us set before our eyes the good apostles. There was Peter, who, having given his testimony, went to his appointed place of glory. Paul, by his example, pointed out the way to the prize for patient endurance." Ignatius, living from 70 to 100 AD, in his letter to the Philippians wrote, quote, "I am writing to you these comments about righteousness, brothers, not on my own initiative, but because you invited me to do so. For neither I nor anyone like me can keep pace with the wisdom of the blessed and glorious Paul. When he was absent, he wrote you letters. If you study them carefully, you will be able to build yourselves up in the faith." End quote. Polycarp, who lived from about 70 to 156 AD, in his letter to the Philippians, verse 9 refers to Paul's epistle, chapter 2, verse 17, where he says, "I urge all of you, therefore, to obey the teaching about righteousness and to exercise unlimited endurance, like that which you saw with your own eyes, not only in the blessed Ignatius and Zosimus and Rufus, but also in others from your own congregation and in Paul himself and the rest of the apostles. Be assured that all these did not run in vain." End quote. Justin Martyr, an early apologist in AD 150, in his defense of Christianity, quoted Nicodemus' story in John 3 to Emperor Antoninus Pius. Indeed, the early church welcomed the fullest examination of the credentials of their message. The events which they proclaimed were, as Paul said to King Agrippa, not done in a corner. We should emulate them, for by understanding and presenting, with meekness and love, the relevant evidence, we will not only be able to give everyone that asks a reason for the hope that is in us, but we ourselves, like Theophilus, will know more accurately how secure is the basis for our faith. Well, thanks for listening. This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.